Hi, everyone.
Hey, hey, hey.
How is it going?
Happy week.
Happy Thursday. This is really Tuesday, but you'll be listening to this on Thursday.
Happy Tuesday, but when they're listening, it won't be Tuesday anymore.
It starts with a T. Close enough.
Hope everyone's having... Starts with a T, ends with a Y.
Yeah, exactly. Hope everyone's having a great week so far. Amanda, while this episode goes live, you're going to be on a plane to South Dakota.
Oh, my God.
You ready?
I'll be flying first class.
Yeah, are you?
Up in the sky.
Are you flying first
on
class?
A jet plane. Is that even the word?
I think so. Wait, are you really flying first class?
Don't tell Brett. Sorry, Brett.
Oops. Wow.
No, it was like it was a very small upgrade, and I felt like it was a less crowded cabin.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
I'm connecting with my bougie-ass 2.0 self who only flies first class.
Well, we're currently looking at Amanda's brand new laptop.
I know.
Did you name her?
MacBook Pro.
She cute, cute. Honestly, this is bigger than mine, I think. Look at the screen.
It's 16 inches.
Oh, I think mine's 15. Yeah.
I said to Brett, the bigger, the better.
Mm. That's my motto with everything. Like, I even have the big iPhone.
Me too.
Like, Anthony has the small iPhone.
Brett does too.
It's so weird. Guys like small things and girls like big things.
It makes perfect sense. So funny. No, but my laptop was about ready to kick the...
Do you still have it or did you trade it in?
No, I still have it.
Okay.
Because, I mean, just in case, right? Mm. But Brett had gotten me the MacBook Air in...
As a gift?
2015 as like a Hanukkah birthday present.
Wow, that's
Hanukkah
nice.
Anniversary birthday.
Birthday for 3 years in a row gift.
Yeah, something like that. But that was in 2015. And every single time I go to turn it on. Oh, my God.
It's 11:11. Make a wish.
Yay.
Yay. Hold on. Let's think.
I have my wish.
Yeah, I think I make the same wish every day.
All the time.
Kiss it.
Is it about baby birds or baby puppies?
No, it's not. You can't talk about it or it won't come true.
That's right. I don't actually believe that.
Speaking of making a wishes, should we tell them where we were this weekend?
Ooh.
I think last week you invited me to Salem.
And then
and
we went.
I wasn't sure if I was going to go. And then I was like, how could I not go?
Well, that's the thing. So Carly and I decided for Hanukkah this year, we were going to go away to Salem for a weekend.
But we still have to do that then.
Yeah.
Because, we didn't quote unquote buy each other anything. I think I still bought you a bunch of things anyway, but that was like our gift to each other.
Right.
Because how fun.
Exactly.
I think. And, but when we went, it was amazing, but a lot of things were closed still because Corona.
Of COVID. Yeah.
COVID.
Most of the stuff was open though, except for the museum.
Like all the shopping. Oh my gosh. Shop till you drop.
Carly comes home with like a crystal wand.
Wait, no, the best is my mom's. Okay, wait. The best is mom has a two-door car and a tiny, tiny back seat. And obviously, you guys can take a guess as to who had to sit in the back seat. Smushed.
Little short person over here.
Yeah.
Had to sit in the back. Me with the long legs.
Yeah. And
pregnant me with the long
legs. Yeah, I obviously would never. I mean, she's long anyway, but because she's pregnant. Yeah. But because she's pregnant, you know, right?
She's also wide.
No, I would just never let you sit in the back. Like that's not you okay?
Ooh, yeah.
But anyway, I posted a little Instagram story of me like trying to edit on the way up, and I was like, the window was the size of like my two hands put together. Like it was a tiny little back seat.
Yeah.
And I wrote something like editing in a tiny car or something like that. And at least three people messaged me and they were like, that I saw at least, they were like, you know, you should stay humble. Not everyone has a big car. And I was like, wait. I was like, my mom has a sports car. I wasn't even saying like little car, like as in like not a nice car. It was just the smallest back seat I've ever been in my life. And it's so crazy how people could spin literally every single thing you do.
So nuts, because it's all about perspective too, because also like going on that sense of like, oh my gosh, are you an idiot? You're not wearing a mask. Well, how do you know that I didn't post this video and record it from 7 months ago?
Yeah.
You know, someone writes to me, oh my God, you idiot. You're pregnant. Wear a freaking mask. And I was like, how do we go about that one?
I know.
Delete.
I know. People are nuts.
Yeah. Maybe that person's actually listening. You know, what's really interesting though is like the people who hate on you the most are usually like
the first ones listening or watching. I know when I post my video, I have like 10 likes and like 3 dislikes, and I'm like, ooh, you guys are quick.
That's right.
Yeah, but anyway, let's get back to Salem. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, so got nauseous on the way up. Couldn't edit, right? I was really trying to edit.
She slept the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I tried. It was like, you know when you're on a in a plane and it's so uncomfortable, you keep moving, trying to find like a comfy position? That was me the whole way. But it was a fun ride. We listened to some country music. We stopped for food four times and to pee four times. What was it, like 4.5 hours?
It was 4.5 hours. Yeah. It probably took like 5.5 though.
Yeah. So it was fun. We got there pretty late. It was Thursday we got there. We had dinner and we walked around a little bit, and then
we had dinner on the water. It was so pretty.
I know, it was pretty.
Fins, shout out.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, and then we woke up really early Friday.
Yes. Well, you guys didn't wake up. See, okay. Your definition of early.
Oh, wait, no. Wait, let me, before we wake up Friday, let's talk about Thursday night. So, first of all, the remote. Oh my God, the remote was so dirty. I was trying to like Purell it and clean it before bed because it was like, you know, they always say remotes are dirtier than a toilet. No, like a toilet, which is nuts. So me and mom put on Netflix. We were watching a movie and Amanda was like, I'm tired. So
I got my own bed.
Yeah, she, of course she got her own bed. And again, she's pregnant, so she gets whatever she wants.
Milk this shit for as long as possible. I know.
Well, you got 9 months, babe, and then it's done.
There's 5 left.
Is there only five left?
5 left, yeah.
Wow.
We're 16 weeks.
Wow.
Actually, 15. Tomorrow's 16, so we still don't know.
Wait, what are you? You were a pair this week.
Still a pair.
And then tomorrow?
I don't know.
Come on. We can't
jump ahead.
If you post it on Instagram before telling me again, I will come there and I will hurt you. I'll poke you. Did I just?
Where are you going to poke
me? Wait, careful, your eyelashes.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Talking of eyelashes.
I'll poke you with my new wand that I picked up in Salem.
That thing is pointy.
Wait, you remember how she dropped it in the store? It's cracked.
No.
I know. Look at it.
Where?
Wait, no, right here. Look.
I know. You have to call her.
I know.
I wonder if that means something.
Yeah, I'm.
It's really pretty.
It was
though.
A nice. I had to get it.
It's perfect.
So let's tell them that story about that store.
Oh, yeah. But oh, wait, well, let's finish.
Okay, yeah.
See, we do this a lot.
We forget what we were talking about.
That's right.
So, Amanda's, like, calling Brett because Brett was out with Anthony. They went out to dinner. And
which, by the way, it's so nice to have them as BFFs.
Aren't they cute?
I think they're, like, in love.
They are. Separately. They have a bromance. Like bromance. Yeah, they're bromantic with each other.
They went to the beach alone.
I know.
They went to dinner three nights in a row. Who does that?
It's cute.
And then their little poker game going.
Oh my God. Anthony won last night. He was screaming. I'm trying to watch. I was like, good, play your poker. I wanted to put on my little, I don't know. I watched the Gaia Network. So my crazy conspiracy stuff I was watching. I was like, perfect. I can watch this without him complaining about what we're watching while he played poker. And he ended up winning and he's screaming and he's like, the game was hot tonight. I'm like, yeah, for whoever wins each week or
thinks
each day
the
thinks the game is hot. I'm like,
relax. I'm like, I'm standing in the doorway with my hands on my hips. I'm like, Brett, are you coming to bed, Brett? And he looks at me and he goes, just another minute or two.
Yeah. And then they buy in 12 times.
Right.
He won like $440.
That's awesome.
And wait, speaking of 440, and we're so off the topic, but I wake up to pee and I always look at my clock and it was 444.
Again?
What does 444 mean again?
It means angels are around you. You are completely surrounded by angels. You are being guided through whatever you are focusing on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So at Starbucks, at the Starbucks drive-thru this morning, look, this guy had on the back of his truck 111.
It means what you're manifesting is on its way to you.
Really? Look, I took a picture of it.
All right, so remote control.
Okay, sorry.
Laying in bed.
All right, so she called Brett and he didn't answer, so she texted him. Literally not even 30 seconds later, she's sleeping because I saw him text her back. It lit up and I looked over. I was like, Mans, Brett texted you back. She's passed out. You and Anthony are one of the same. It was so weird. Like, how do you fall asleep that quick?
I think
is it because you're pregnant?
No, I've always
been like that.
No,
you've always been like that.
The second my head hits the pillow, I'm like out like a light. But then I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night to pee 11 times.
Yeah.
But other than that, like I don't hear anything in the middle of the night unless it's Pablo waking me up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
That's
but weird. You woke up and then you were like having a full conversation and then you passed out again. And mom, we were in like, what was that? Quinn. Was that a queen or a?
Two queens.
It was a queen. She's literally laying
sideways
the whole bed with her arm like on me. And I'm like, I'm at the corner of the bed and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be a long night.
That's funny because I got home from the gym yesterday morning and I went to go peek in to say good morning to mom. It was like 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. She was like horizontal on the bed. I'm like, well, I guess she's still passed out. That's funny. So funny. But yeah, your definition of early and my definition of early is so different because my ass is up at like God, 6 a.m. I was like out taking a walk.
How?
Enjoying the scenery of a 6 a.m. Salem.
We're back at Salem. Yeah, okay. I was gonna say I woke up early today. But, all right, let's get back to Salem.
6:20.
The purpose of the Salem trip was for her to see the venue of where she's gonna have her seminar in November. So that was why we drove up. We ended up getting there Thursday night. We left and we were home by Friday night. So
I'm so excited.
I know it's such a beautiful space.
Yeah. So what she means by seminar is, I'm sure you guys have heard me talk about this a couple times, but I'm running an NLP certification. So the in-person retreat will be in Salem, Massachusetts, which like last year when I attended a retreat, it was absolutely magical. So we had to go back and see what they had to offer. And it's just so perfect.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, after we saw that, we went and we just walked around. That right where we stayed, there were so many awesome
little magic shops.
Yeah,
so fun, and all the skulls you got.
I know. I got Anthony a bunch of skulls for his barber shop.
Crystals. Oh my gosh, the crystals.
The crystal store. Wait, we'll tell them first. So we went in this one store, and it was like super authentic. And you said you had bought the candle. Tell them the story about the candle that you bought there.
So
that's why I bought everything in the store.
So should I say the name of the store? Should I tell them?
Do you remember the name?
It's called Omen.
So what was it? Omen?
Omen in Salem. So it's like right on Essex Street in Salem, Massachusetts. There's like one of the streets there is like completely closed down for any sort of like traffic.
Go Bowie, go Bowie, go.
So it was like right around the time that me and Brett decided that we were going to start trying to get pregnant again. And I found a pregnancy or fertility candle. I forget what it was actually called. It was like a light green little tiny candle like the ones that you bought.
Mm-hmm.
And
bought 50 of them. Yeah. Not the pregnancy ones, but go ahead, continue.
Not the pregnancy ones. More of like other topics.
Yeah.
So I come home from Salem. I put it on my dresser. I don't light it or anything. And literally in March.
I kind of forgot about it.
It was just like sitting on my thing along with like some of the crystals that I had.
Right.
And in March, right before COVID, I was like straightening my hair or something. I left and I forgot to turn my straightener off. And I come back from being outside and out and about and the candle is melted all over my counter because it heated up the surface melted. Sick. So I'm like, oh my God, that's so annoying. I don't know what to do. Now my straightener still smells like this candle, by the way.
Yeah.
There's wax everywhere, which is literally the most annoying painful thing to clean up. Yeah. So that's the month that me and Brett ended up conceiving.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's so cool.
It's so cool. So it works.
It works, even if you don't do it the right way.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know. So we went in that store and, oh my gosh, they have the coolest stuff.
The coolest.
I ended up buying.
Oh, I got the lavender oil.
Oh, I have it.
Yes,
I have it for you. I put it away.
Put it on.
We should. You want to go grab it?
After we're done.
So I bought a couple candles. I bought one for Dad, a protection shield for Dad. And then I bought a home shield, like a home protection shield for the house. You know, everything with the cars. Yeah. I got Anthony like a career/money one for his barbershop. I told him to light it in his shop when it's all done with construction.
Ready. Yeah.
And then I got, I think like a loved one or something like that.
And I bought all my students crystals.
I know.
And then I bought Brett and Anthony success. What was it? Money crystals.
He said he rubbed it yesterday when he woke up. And then he ended up winning on poker.
And I'm like,
he said it last night in bed. I was like, you better thank Amanda. She's going to get a cut of that or what?
I know. What the heck? I'd take like, you know.
10%.
10%.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I guess Brett forgot about him. Brett, are you listening? Go get your freaking crystal.
Go rub the crystal.
Go rub it.
What else did we got?
It was amazing.
I got that little cute glass jar for the oils to make your custom oil.
Yes.
So fragile. It's like the glass blown thing, and then I got the wand.
That wand is really cool.
I love the wand.
You also got the selenite tower.
Yeah. Oh wait, that's what it's called, selenite tower. I got a big other crystal. So the best is when I, the best was coming home in the car, because the whole trunk and the back seat was completely filled because the skulls were all put in boxes. Right, you couldn't even sit in the back seat. It was so full.
Yeah, I mean, I sat in the back seat on the way home because I was like trying to sleep.
Yeah, but that was like an hour, and then they switched.
It was not happening. Yeah. No, but there was no space.
None. Yeah. No, coming home that night, Anthony was like, what the fuck is all of this stuff? I started unpacking everything, obviously. He like grabbed the wand and he was like looking at me. He's like, honestly, he's like, is that really you in there? Should I be worried?
Oh,
I was just thinking. Yeah, we didn't get to talk about that. Sorry.
Yeah.
The aura readings. Angelica of the Angels.
With Barbara.
Barb.
She is this older woman. She must be.
She's a psychic medium. Isn't she like a doctor or a psychiatrist?
I think she's a reverend.
Oh yeah, reverend.
Yeah. one of those things.
Yeah, but no, the aura reading was super cool.
So cool. Me, you, and mom were all had purple.
Oh yeah, purple.
Aura. Which means like really strong intuition and magic.
Teacher. Yeah, I had a lot of white too.
Yeah, so the last time I went, I also had purple aura as well.
Yeah.
So that's really comforting, knowing that my aura hasn't changed.
I know. They said that me and you are like, if we train, we could be psychic mediums.
Psychic mediums.
Which, you know, I feel like a lot of people are probably against a lot of that stuff, but I think it's awesome, and it's something I've always, like, I bought so many books. Like, just, I always feel like we've felt like we had that ability
yeah.
for a lot of things, and it'd be cool to like just learn a little bit more.
Well, we can totally work on that together and let them know how it's going. But mm-hmm. I told you the story about the last time when I went, and she told me, you know, your aura is purple. You should be a medium by now. You should be receiving messages, or do you see anything? And I didn't. I'm like, what the fuck is this lady talking about? Like,
yeah.
I don't see or hear anything. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, the only thing I hear is like my own thoughts.
And I see dead people.
I know. But the crazy thing is, after I left Salem, I started to like listen to like my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that like when you have these like random thoughts that come into your head, it's not just you thinking them, it's you're receiving messages.
Right.
So I started to hear thoughts mm-hmm. of like names and things, and it just so happened that like the thought and the vision that I was seeing was like from people that were surrounding me, like live individuals, but like relatives who had passed. And it was the strangest experience, and it hasn't happened since. But I remember everyone who was at this retreat with me, they were like, you're a witch. And I'm like, no,
yeah.
I'm not smart.
We're good witches.
Witches.
Just kidding.
Did you ever see that show, The Good Witch?
No.
It's like one of those like Seventh Heaven type, like it's just a feel good show.
Oh, nice. She told me that I need to meditate more. Like learn how to meditate like correctly, and that's how like you'll learn a lot.
Oh, you should listen to the guided meditations that
I know. But she said there's like meditations that you can listen to that actually really teach you how to meditate, mm-hmm. meditate properly. And like she asked me if I saw anything while meditating, and like for me, what I thought the whole point of meditating was to kind of quiet your mind, clear your mind, and not think at all.
Right.
That's what I thought meditation was for, and I've definitely mastered that. But then now she's like, no, you like it's important to like learn and then see what you see,
receive
what you
heal.
Yeah, what you receive, and yeah.
Yeah,
so.
No, they say that meditation is like when you're listening to the universe.
Right.
Right.
And that you can tap into certain stuff. I watched the coolest thing about David Icke last night.
Who's that?
On Gaia. He's like a conspiracy. They call him like a conspiracy theorist type of guy. He's, you know, he's been around for so long, and a lot of people just used to like make fun of him and laugh and like call him like, you know, all kinds of names. But now, like, with everything that's going on in the world, like, so many of the things that he's talked about, it's just, in my opinion, just so true and, like, so obviously true. And it's just people are just starting to wake up now, and they're starting to
be more aware. Like, if you don't know Carly, you have to know that she's very interested in learning about conspiracy theories. And
right.
She also...
I question everything.
She questions everything. She educates herself on all the theories, but then she educates others in our immediate family.
I don't say too much, but I love saying, because mom gets so mad. She thinks that I think everything is a conspiracy because she just believes everything she hears on the news. And in my opinion, I don't even really watch the news because they're all owned by the same like companies, three network, yeah, the three crazy. Like companies, right? And it's they're well, all that's telling the thing. You like, what
if
they
you
want
watch
hear.
CNN, you get one side.
Oh
if
my
you watch
god,
Fox, you get the
I
other.
Got a headache.
It's like, what it's the insane. Fuck is the real story right. here? So it's a you know
that's why it's like yeah. and a lot of conspiracies, yes, are not real. I'm sure, but I like to learn. Like if they are telling me X, Y, Z, I want to learn A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then I
understand
make my own
why.
Right,
yeah.
and then make my own decision on what I believe is real because I don't think they're telling. Like, I know for a fact they're not telling us half the amount of shit that's actually going on.
I know, but how are we even supposed to find out what's actually going on?
It's not that hard if you do enough research.
Okay, so I don't do research. Carly does the research, and then I listen to everybody else, and I'm like,
I know.
What do we do?
I know. Well, one day you'll want to put the time in to learn.
Just not today.
Not today.
Not today. I'd rather be blissfully ignorant.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know. Just kidding. You know what? It's funny because there's been like so many times where I just like didn't know what I didn't know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes things it's just easier that way, but it doesn't make things better.
It's easier because it's safer.
Right.
And
but what do you learn from staying in the safe zone?
Nothing.
Nada.
This whole world is like a computer game.
And so is our
video
brain.
Game.
Our brain is like a computer game. Too.
It's insane. Honestly,
are you picking a wedgie right now?
No, I had an itch.
Sorry. Like all of a sudden,
I just got my period today. All right, I'm in a lot of pain.
That's one thing I do not miss.
Oh
my god, I never want to get my period again.
Oh my god, I hate it.
Ew.
Oh, and yeah. Speaking of, I just feel like so bloated. I definitely gained. I like don't even want to weigh myself, and I know everyone's gonna be yelling at me for saying this, but like I definitely gained like. 7 pounds.
No, you didn't. Oh and God, I think, actually, Carly, yeah. I think that's a really good topic for today
yeah.
because not for nothing, we both have literally been beating ourselves up and calling ourselves really nasty names the last couple of days.
Yeah, I feel like our whole lives.
Our whole lives, definitely.
Yeah.
And having your period and bloating is like an absolutely
worst.
Normal thing to happen,
mm-hmm.
but you're not putting on weight.
No, but I really did. I've just been eating. I haven't been eating great. I've been eating a lot of like junk food and stuff. But that's my own thing. Like I already said, like yes, starting yesterday, but then I got my period. So it's starting today. I'm going to go back to like super healthy. I went to Whole Foods yesterday to, you know, stock the fridge. Because when you don't have anything in the fridge, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing takeout all the time and all of that. So I know exactly what I have to do. I've done it millions of times. It's
but did you know that your words become your reality?
Of course. I know that.
So the meaner we are to ourselves, like that's literally the reality that we're creating.
Right, exactly. Like the more negative you talk about yourself, even if it's not real yet, it will become reality.
You're literally manifesting something completely and totally shit.
I know.
Like just
so
shit.
Do you have any exercises that maybe, or anything that you do with your clients to like help... not speak so negatively about yourself or well, like some...
not speak negatively
yeah like
well yeah I mean look at the end of the day we all have these beliefs about ourselves right
mm-hmm.
and I'll just give you an example for me I'm somebody who always struggled with like the not enough or like mm-hmm. I'm not skinny enough I'm not fit enough
yeah,
I'm
same.
So fat look at how bloated I am and like I'm nasty and I mean for you guys who've listened since episode one you know that I'm in recovery for an eating disorder and being nasty to myself was something like I was always like I always did
yeah
that doesn't make it right and it doesn't make it okay it just became my normal for so long and because it was normal for me
mm-hmm.
that's how I continued to speak to myself and that's why I continued to go down that self-sabotaging cycle of
right.
thinking I'm fat and ugly and not enough right so the things that I like to do with my clients or my students now because now we're training them to you know, continue this ripple of change with their clients,
mm-hmm.
right, would be to just channel. And this is just something super simple. And I actually did an Instagram post about this today.
Did you?
Yeah. It's like very, very simple. Like if you don't like the reality that you're living in,
mm-hmm.
it's your responsibility
mm-hmm.
to change it.
Amen.
Because no one else is going to change it for you.
Right.
And you're literally everything that you do becomes your reality. So how do you change it? And the first step is really just channeling I call it your 2.0 identity. I like to say it's my Posh Spice version of me, like
ooh.
The version of me who like struts her stuff on the stage, doesn't have an ounce of stage fright. Like, you know, Beyonce's famous
who
alter
is
ego
she?
Is
right.
Sasha Fierce.
Yeah.
You know? So channel that version of you, the version of you with no stage fright, that person that when she looks in the mirror is like, damn, I look sexy today. Literally, like she looks at herself and she's like, holy shit, I'm hot.
Really?
Right? So you channel her beliefs and how she talks to herself. And the minute that you find yourself talking down and self-sabotaging, saying, ugh, like I'm not enough, mm-hmm. you channel your Posh Spice and you're like, actually, Posh Spice says that she's sexy AF as fuck. For those of you who don't know what AF means, funny because someone said to me, they were like, what? Well, you keep saying AF. Like, what does that mean? F. Channel that version of you.
Okay. And I like
just
that.
Just kind of look into like what resources does she have that have allowed her to get to that point? What belief systems does she have? How does she believe about herself? What does she believe about others? What does she believe about her world? Mm-hmm. And channel that version.
I like that.
Yeah. That's and it's cool. Just so simple.
Yeah.
And you can even write it down on paper. Like, what am I currently doing? But like, what the fuck is Posh Spice doing? Like, how is she there? What mm-hmm. did she do? What does she believe?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she goes to the gym every day. Maybe she does affirmations in the morning.
Right.
Maybe she doesn't eat processed foods. Maybe she eats only whole foods and drinks a shit ton of water. But right now you're looking at your reality. You're like, I haven't been to the gym since quarantine started. Mm. I've been eating cheese fries. I love cheese fries. But I've been eating cheese fries and popcorn every single day.
Mm-hmm. Popcorn's not terrible.
I forget what whole foods look like.
Yeah.
You know, so of course you're going to feel like shit because
your energy is going to be low because the food that you eat has such a huge effect on your mood and your energy level. And as much as like fattening shitty food is amazing, especially certain times I feel like you need it, it's so damaging to your insides.
Not only is it damaging to your insides, but like mentally, when you think about
state.
The mental state, and the reason why is because you've deemed that as unhealthy, mm-hmm. yet you still continue to eat it.
Yeah.
So you're now going down this unhealthy sabotaging cycle. Like if I said to you, like, oh my gosh, you know, bacon, egg and cheese, it's so unhealthy. Like I can't eat that, yet I'm still eating it every day
mm-hmm.
because I'm conditioning myself to eat something that I believe is unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I'm going to feel unhealthy. And it's all about perception. So like if my definition of a healthy food is bacon, egg and cheese and that's what I'm eating every day, like I will feel healthy because I'm eating something healthy for me. It's about like your mind wrapping around.
Really?
Like, I mean, maybe not specifically a bacon, egg and cheese, but you know what I'm saying. Like if you've created that list of all the things that is healthy for you and is high vibe for you and makes you feel really good and you're not doing it, then clearly there's a disconnect.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is like the word diet, restricting yourself from things that you love and then you end up binging on them later. Mm-hmm. I think allowing yourself to eat the things that you do truly love just in moderation is super important because once you start... Who's calling me? Let me just answer it.
Yeah, I'll answer it.
Hold on, you want to say hi to the podcast?
I would like that.
So we'll say hi.
I would like that. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Turn into the barbershop as we speak.
You're what?
Turning the key. Oh, wow.
You just got there now?
I stopped. Where'd I stop? I stopped by Alex's office.
Oh, nice.
I guess your father was here and spackled the whole one side.
Did he?
Wow, everything's ready for the electrician. I was going to come in today and just set up for the electrician tomorrow, but...
Wow, I wonder when my dad went. You think yesterday?
Your dad beat me to it.
Or today, maybe. Maybe this morning. I don't know. Call him. He's the best.
Oh, can you send me the Dial Smile link, please?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, while we're on the podcast, if anyone needs a great teeth whitening, I've been using the same one for like 8 years, and it's literally life-changing. But yeah, I'll send you the link and the code.
Yeah, please.
Use code Carly for 30% off. All right. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Look at Chai pushing up against me.
She knew that you were peeping the videos of those puppies this morning.
Oh, my God. I want a puppy.
Can you, like, get...
My stomach
is
growling.
Can you just not?
Ugh,
they're the cutest.
I know. Wait, what were we just talking about? He interrupted us.
Eating unhealthy.
Oh, diet. Yeah, like the word diet and like restricting yourself. So one thing I think is so funny, like, is that everyone's so scared of carbs, but like
you need carbs.
Oh my God. Like carbs are not the issue.
No.
Like in my personal opinion, from the research that I've done, like
from
me,
nutritionist, dietitian Carly with the PhD.
Absolutely not. I don't have any of that. But like, I also couldn't gain weight for the longest time when I was eating a bunch of carbs,
French fries.
Yeah, carbs are not the issue. I think meat is the issue. Red meat. And meat in general, I think, is what packs... meat and dairy is what packs on the pounds. In my personal opinion, over carbs. But again,
I
shouldn't even say anything.
No. And you know what? For my body. Well,
type.
Everyone's body is so freaking different. And I think that's so important, I think, for everybody to understand. And I am not a nutritionist. Just that disclaimer. And neither is Carly.
Neither am I.
This is all just our personal opinions. But what works for one person isn't going to work for somebody else. 100%. True. So like, that's why, you know, you have like those like health coaches out there and dietitians and things, like they need to know you and like how you react to certain things. Like for me, my body, if I eat too much protein and too much if I eat too many carbs, I bloat.
Mm-hmm.
But if I eat more fat, I actually slim down.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody else, like Brett, if he eats a lot of fat and less carbs, he's going to bulk up and it's going to be the complete and total opposite effect. So it really just like everyone's body chemistry is so different. And, you know, you have people who are vegan who are overweight because like it's not about the red meat. It's just about what they're doing and how they're eating it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? No,
find me a vegan that's so like extremely overweight.
I mean, there probably is.
I'm sure. I know, but
McDonald's fries every day.
Fries aren't the issue.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Again, like we said, everybody is different. Of course,
everybody is different.
But seriously, like I'm complaining that I've gained a little bit of weight, but.
Ugh, and I'm complaining that I've gained a little bit of weight because I'm fucking pregnant. But you know what?
I know you're pregnant.
But that's so hard. It's so hard, especially coming from somebody who has like really fucked up body image to begin with.
I know.
You know, I went to the doctor the other day. And so I haven't weighed myself in a long time. And I've accidentally seen my weight a couple times in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But I specifically am not looking at my weight during this pregnancy because I know it'll send me into a tailspin. Mm-hmm. And that might not affect people, but it affects me.
Right.
So I've been turning around backwards on the scale each time. And from the first appointment that I went there up until last Thursday, they told me I didn't gain any weight, which is so ridiculous to me because I'm not fitting in any of my clothes. I've literally worn the same shorts since last week because nothing fits me. Mm-hmm. I even bought all brand new underwear.
Did you? Where'd you buy them from?
Aerie.
Oh my god,
they were like,
yeah, we went to Victoria's Secret and it wasn't open.
I know. 10 pairs for $35 on Aerie.
Wow.
Guys, like, and this is not a paid advertisement.
No, it's not.
No, I went on Aerie and it's American Eagle, I think, and it's the Aerie is like the like underwear part of it. So I ordered bathing suits. One was buy one get one free.
Ooh.
And then their underwear was like $3 each. It was insane. But that's the thing, like my body's changing so much and like weight is just a number.
Right.
And that's what it proves because I don't fit in my clothes yet they're saying I'm still the same weight.
Right. It's weird.
Right?
Yeah. Wait, I know I don't like to look at the scale either. I weigh myself maybe once every 2 weeks just to like check in, make sure you know, it's not anything crazy, but I'm all about, like, there's times where I've weighed 6-7 pounds more than I did at one point, but I felt better about how I looked. So for me, it's all about
working out too.
Yeah, right. It's like muscle weighs more than fat.
That's like a real thing.
Yeah, I think it's more about like how you feel by looking in the mirror and just when you eat healthier and you're more active, like you just feel better and it shows. And when you're mentally feeling good about yourself, like the weight comes off a little bit easier too. Like when you're not so stressed about losing weight, that's when you lose weight quicker.
Right. And when you feel better about yourself, that's when you become more motivated, mm-hmm. more productive,
right.
more confident.
You have to push yourself. There's no one that's going to do it for you. And I kind of have been in like a slump during quarantine because I had a lady that would come to the gym over here and I would do one-on-one training with her and it was freaking awesome. And I loved it. And we were going for a couple of months there. And once quarantine happened and I didn't really have a place to work out, I really didn't do much. And it's really had an effect on like my mental self too.
And
just
I'm
being lazy.
Call you out real quick right here, mm-hmm. Barb, because you're saying you don't have a place to work out, yet you can 100% online workouts.
I
and that's
know
an excuse that people have been
of course.
Using, which is crazy.
Because for me, because of how I am and how I've always been, like getting out of the house and going to a gym, is what I need to do, because when I'm home, I make 12 million excuses as to why I don't want to work out. So what I was actually saying today to Anthony was, you know, upstairs where my cheese lounge is.
Yeah.
Maybe mom will let me bring it to the house. And I, like, if I mirrored that wall and then got like a little weight rack, and then I can like set up there and actually have an area that feels like we got a punching bag.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hang upstairs too. Ooh, like, how fun is that?
That's
boxing,
great.
Got boxing gloves. Like, I just feel like I need an area dedicated, because if I'm down here when the cats are going to be all over me, and it's just, I don't know. So for me mentally, like, I need like a gym setting,
yeah,
to work out. Plus, like, it was nice to just be in quarantine and doing, kinda just laying doing on the couch all day and eating.
But
and,
6 months later, it's like,
right. I thought it was going to be a month or two.
Yeah.
And then you get so caught up in that routine, and it's not good. It's not. And that's why I'm finally like, all right, now I'm actually gaining weight. Like, I haven't been able to gain weight, which was awesome for a couple of years, but now like doing nothing. I mean, yesterday we went on a bike.
Well, I mean, all Anthony does is eat, and he probably does.
Oh my God, right. Dating him is honestly, I love him, but it's so hard because all he does, he has like 8 meals a day and he doesn't gain weight.
I'm so happy that Brett's finally gaining weight.
He looks great.
He looks so good.
Yeah, I wanted to say something the other night, but I didn't.
Yeah, the quarantine, most people put on the pounds, yeah, packed it on. Brett freaking went on a Cinnamon Toast Crunch diet Tostitos and queso dip.
And that's all he
And ate. Lost so much weight. Meanwhile, my ass is eating healthy the whole time, working out every day, and I couldn't stop gaining weight. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. But, we started doing workouts every day together. They have like the outdoor gym here, and it's right by mom's house. So we started going to the workouts every morning, and it's crazy what just working out does for your metabolism. Number one, you burn so much, but it makes you so much more hungry.
Right.
And that's why like I was eating all the time.
Right.
Every time I talk about me being a wide load and me like getting fluffy, like that's not healthy. Like instead, like again, with that 2.0 self, like my Posh Spice version of me doesn't call herself fat in the mirror.
I know. And what's crazy is like I've noticed, like, because whenever I get my period, I think we grew up in a household where it was so normal to like put yourself down all the time.
Well,
you know,
mom,
we heard it from mom.
Well, mom was always on a diet, and Dana was always on a diet.
But always
we're
like
start
putting,
on
putting herself down and how she looks, and that's how we always were. Like in high school, you remember we went like when we would go to the gym, and we like because she was like go to the gym. We'd go and we'd go get ice cream and blast the heat and like show back up sweating, so it looked like
yes.
We went to
and
the gym.
just to kind of like elaborate on what Carly's saying is our mom was saying go to the gym. She wasn't saying it in like an abusive way. It
no.
was more like a motivating thing to kind of like get us active.
Yeah, we were lazy.
Because we were lazy.
But we would go and get ice cream.
Instead, blast the heat and freaking, you remember that? Oh my God. Wait, and then
that was one time. Oh, right. So we kind of grew up in a home where it was like, that's just like normal. Like, even when we go to spas, we've both noticed like, in spas, like in the women's room, like there's women that walk around like ass naked, like not a care in the world. We always say like, we envy that because like me and her were like, covering ourselves up. And like we wear our bathing suits, like I've never been comfortable enough to like walk around like naked like that. Like that's just not how I am, and I think
letting it all hang
I
out.
Know like I could never be like that, and I
but
envy
you can
that
be, because I was never like that car remember, but like now all of a sudden I'm
really?
Just like right because I didn't want to be that way anymore, and
yeah.
If you don't want to be away, like you can change.
I know, it's just weird.
Not that like the way that I wanted to be was like flashing people.
No,
like,
it's just
I mean.
It's a freeing feeling when
yes.
you're comfortable with your body naked.
Oh my God. And at first it feels so fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because it's like
I'm still uncomfortable. Like it's so crazy.
Practice makes perfect.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just like the way that Americans are kind of like just brought up as like prude.
Yeah.
Almost. Because even when me and Brett went to Europe
oh
last
my God,
year,
yeah.
Oh my God, like everyone was naked in the sauna, men and women, and we're just like, holy crap, like,
yeah.
Where are we? It was like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. All right, so. Changes. Let's
just like
reroute the subject
reroute.
Really quick. So I posted on my story, we're going to do a Q&A about body image / self-love. Send us any questions that you have. So let's see what some questions are. We'll answer a couple and we'll give you guys a shout out.
If you guys have any suggestions as far as things that you want to hear discussed in future episodes, you can send me a message on Instagram at Inner Beauty Bible, BYBEL.
Yeah, she sees the messages
because
more than me.
I see all the messages. Carly gets inundated with messages like 9 97,000 times a day. And because I have a teeny tiny account still, I do see and receive the messages. Not that Carly doesn't look. She does.
No, I do.
But
I
just happen to see them because there's not as many.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess I can answer this one because I kind of just talked about it. So Rachel Myosif wants to know how to look past the bloat icky feeling during your period. I always feel worse about myself. So yeah, I think that's so normal. And I think I don't think there's one woman on this earth that could say they don't feel icky and bloated and get bloated during their period. It's normal. And for me, one thing I always say about when I'm about to get my period is my boobs get like double the size. So I get so excited. So like I look forward to the bloat from my period because of my boobs. But again, also just remember that it's natural that your body is releasing
hormones
and
shedding
the layer of your uterus. It's normal and everyone goes through it. And you know, I know for me, if I eat like a little bit lighter during the week before my period, I don't get as bloated. Like if I'm stuffing my face with brownies and chocolate chip pancakes and all that stuff, then I feel a little bit extra bloated, which I kind of was doing over the weekend.
Those pancakes from Salem though.
Oh yeah, those were delish. But yeah, so I think, how do you deal with it?
Talk nice to yourself.
Yeah, right. Start by talking nice to yourself. Right when you wake up in the morning, if you look at yourself in the mirror and just say some positive affirmations. I do that sometimes and that's super helpful.
Well, that's why they suggest like meditation like first thing in the morning or right before you
right,
go to
10
bed.
Minutes
because
right
your
when you
subconscious
wake up.
Is more suggestible at that time. So if you use that time in the early morning when you're first waking up, whatever early means to you, then you can stand in the mirror and just like say a couple of really nice things to yourself. Write down positive affirmations, maybe even put something on the mirror, or if you can't get there, affirm your future self. And if you can't get there, then give gratitude for some things that you have in your life.
I like that.
Yeah.
But again, we all get that feeling. So
totally.
It's not like there's just like a
one-time
fix.
You are not the only person in the world feeling
right,
that way.
It's being aware. Like self-awareness is number one. So being aware of how you know you're always going to feel during that time.
Yep.
And then maybe doing certain things to maybe prevent it by eating 100%. A little bit healthier, working out a little bit, going for a walk, going for a bike ride, getting some fresh air, vitamin D. Everyone
needs vitamin D
in their life. That yeah, really just getting outside. Fine. They say like if you just go for walks whenever you're feeling like depressed or whatever, like that alone will help heal you. And I really believe that the sun is super powerful. So
yeah, like whenever I feel down to, like I go outside, I literally put my face up to the sun. You know that meme that's like put your face up to the sun and the shadow will be behind
yes,
you.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
it's real.
Okay, so Meg_Van Bommel wants to know how to accept weight gain when you have no motivation to work out or eat healthy.
How do you accept weight gain?
Well, when you don't have motivation to work out or eat healthy.
That's the thing, though. If you're not motivated to make a change, then how are you going to make a change?
Right.
Right?
If it's something that you truly want, I think one thing that a lot of people do is like there's like a core root issue of like what someone really wants. And then they'll do every single other thing around it to try and make themselves feel better about themselves. And then they never feel happy because it's still
they're not going after the root of the issue. Well, the root is always something that starts from inside of you. Right. But if you're not motivated to make any changes, then the first thing that I would say is to kind of just like write down what you do want
right.
instead of what you don't want. So our brain has this way of, it's the law of attraction, but the scientific way of like kind of understanding it. So if like you're focusing on what you don't want, like I don't want to gain weight. I don't want to be in my corporate job in a year from now. I don't want to go up a size in clothes. I don't want to do anything fitness related. Well, guess what? Your ass is not going to do any of those things, but it's your brain wraps around the gain weight, no fitness, going up in sizes and all that stuff. But if you can focus on what you do want, that's where the motivation is going to start coming in, because you have a goal, right? It's like more of like a perspective shift. So if it's like, I don't want to gain weight, well, maybe it's, I want to create a healthy lifestyle for myself.
Right.
So,
and find things that truly make you happy. Well, like if you hate going to the gym and running on a treadmill, don't do that. Go for a walk. Go for a bike ride. Like, I truly love riding my bike.
Yeah.
And it's such a great exercise. Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, that's been something I've been doing during quarantine that I really grown to love even more. And, it, like, find things that you can do that make you active but that you enjoy that doing. Fun. Right. That are fun and it doesn't seem like a chore. Because if it's, like, if you're constantly trying to do things that you don't want to do, you're never going to succeed in it. It's, like, finding ways to make it fun. Like, this might sound crazy, but I make the most amazing salad in the world and every time I take the ingredients out to make it I get so excited, like my mouth waters over a freaking salad.
Yeah.
So it's like find things that you love to eat and like you love to do that can make it more exciting and it doesn't feel like it's such a struggle and a pain to do everything. Like obviously the end goal, if you want to be eat healthier and you want to work out, like find ways to make it more fun and find someone to help you, whether it's a friend or a partner or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, like find someone to do it with to like motivate you and, you know, hold yourself accountable.
Yeah. And like something else that I can highly suggest doing is doing something that you've always wanted to do, like maybe a little outside of your comfort zone, mm-hmm. but it looks like so much fun. And not saying that everyone needs to go out and like take a pole dancing class.
Ooh,
or
a twerking. Didn't you take a twerking class?
Yes. So I was so
I
nervous.
Would pay money to see you twerk. Can you twerk
went,
for me?
I went
Wait,
all by
up.
Myself.
Hold on. Let's see if she learned anything, guys. No. Do it again. Is that what you consider twerking? So you're so cute.
But it's funny because I was so scared to take the class. It's called Guys 305 Fitness on YouTube.
Oh, you didn't go to a real class?
I did, but their real classes are still shut down.
Oh, I see.
Or maybe not in like your city, but they are still shut down in New York City. But I walked in the first day.
Oh my God.
By myself.
Yeah, God
by
bless.
My freaking yeah. self. And they're freaking twerking to like Miami style beats.
Right.
The way that I've always wanted to dance.
And Amanda, like I will say, she doesn't have much rhythm.
I have zero rhythm.
It's so cute though. She likes to like flap her little arms like a
and
birdie.
And pretend like I'm yeah. a flamingo.
Okay, wait. So tell me about this class.
Yeah. So I took the class and I felt so uncomfortable, but I had so much fun doing mm-hmm. it. So I went back again.
Did you?
And then I had so much fun doing it.
Does everyone know how to twerk in the class?
No. I'm like looking around. I'm like, I'm literally not the most uncoordinated person here.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it made me feel a little bit good.
I would take a class like that.
But then I did it with mom on YouTube.
No.
I did it with mom on YouTube.
No, you didn't. Why do I not know about this?
Oh my gosh. We were sitting there. She was twerking.
No. We're going. No. We're Show me like, how she was doing.
Yes.
Mom, I'm next time I see
oh
you,
my God.
You will be twerking
mom
for me.
Mom did it the whole 30 minutes.
No.
Yes.
Wow. That's
It was amazing.
Freaking awesome.
It was so much fun.
That's awesome. Ooh, this is a good one.
Let's hear it.
Ooh, this is a good one. At addictme69.
Addictme.
Addictme. Addictme.
Addict me.
Addict me.
I don't say addict me. Oh. 69. Addict me.
Addict me. Sorry. Have past boyfriends ever criticized your body?
No, not
no,
for me.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Yeah, for me, 100%.
I've never been criticized.
Yeah, my past relationship. I shouldn't really say any names.
One of her past relationships that she was in.
Past, not present. Past would like pinch my arms and no. Yeah. Would like pinch my arms and be like, you know, you could work out a little bit here. Like just made me feel really insecure. Like I was so skinny. Like I had an issue.
Like, you really were really skinny.
Yeah. Like would like pinch. Yeah. Just like telling me I could work on certain parts of my body. And like I just never felt comfortable. And I really like there was a point where I was like barely even eating, like just trying to
but
like keep
up. But you
know,
when people do that, that's a reflection on them and mm-hmm. not a reflection on you.
Yeah.
You know, because they're probably so insecure with the way that they look at themselves and nothing's ever quote unquote perfect enough.
I know.
So if they think that they're not perfect and things that need to continue to be working on and like they can always improve on something.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're gonna project that onto you.
Yeah.
And if anyone's in a relationship like that, just know that it's not you that's the problem.
Right.
It's them.
Right. Like, you know, and especially when you're young or you're also insecure and you have someone that you love like talking to you like that, like
yeah.
it's super
problematic.
Yeah, and it's upsetting. It's
and
like
you're so impressionable
right.
too. If like someone you look up to is saying that,
right?
To
but
you.
One thing I can say is like being with people after that that have loved my body and like would never say that, and like almost said the opposite, like eat more type mm-hmm. of thing. That's obviously, you know, made me realize how wrong it was. Because at the time when you're in it, if it's like you don't realize that it's like an issue, you're like, oh, wow, maybe I really do need to work on this better or make this look better or whatever. But, you know, being out of it, it just made me realize like that's an issue. And like no one should ever put you down, obviously, for right. certain reasons, if for health reasons. And but there's ways of wording things, right? Like
right. And then if you are experiencing something like that, then you're always going to be searching for fulfillment and mm-hmm. validation from the outside instead of reaching within to which find is, of like
right.
yeah, to find that happiness and fulfillment.
Right. You're never going to find your happiness outside of yourself.
It has to come
you'll
from
keep,
within.
Right. You'll keep looking, you'll keep searching, and you're never going to be happy. And like one thing I always say is like, take it from me, take it from someone who is at a point where I could buy anything that to, and you think like, right, you always want more. You always want more. You look on the outside to fulfill, to make yourself happy. And like, there have still been times where I've like looked around at everything and been like, all right, like, why am I still not happy? And I think at that point is when you realize that nothing on the outside will ever make you feel fulfilled.
It comes from within, and it comes from
like finding peace from within and being happy with yourself. And it's a long process, but it's something that only you can work on with yourself.
Right.
And you just have to motivate yourself and find ways to, again, make it fun for you. And no one's going to do it but you. So get your ass up and make it happen.
And make the changes that you need
yep.
in and order to feel happy.
We are rooting for you.
Yes.
And you are beautiful, capable. And a year from now, if you start today, watch, even 6 months, watch how amazing.
Massively different your life will be in a couple months from now, even just a month from now. Like yeah. if you start and do something for 30 days that makes you feel really happy, your life will drastically change.
Yeah. So right now I want you guys to pull out a piece of paper and I want you to write down, or even on your notepad on the iPhone, because I like that too. I like to go back to that. And I want you to write down one goal you have for yourself and give yourself like 6 months.
Yeah, but you
and
know
start
what?
Today.
I actually have a free 30-day goal setting guide.
Do you?
Yes, but they have to go to my Instagram in order to find it.
Okay, well, go to her Instagram.
And the link in my bio, you'll be able to download the free 30-day goal setting guide. It's 180 pages long, and it's a daily goal setting guide for you. So if you are somebody who wants to set a goal for yourself, this will be really, really effective to keep you accountable.
I love that. I think I'm going to go download it too.
You should.
So we're going to close out with a little quote, as always. I like this one. So.
Okay. Self-love is not selfish.
It is not. You cannot truly love another until you know how to love yourself.
Love yourself, people.
Love yourself.
Love, love,
love. Be yourself. Be yourself. No, do you remember? What was that movie? Just Friends.
Oh, I don't know.
Ryan Reynolds. Oh, my God. The little mom. She was so cute. But all right, guys. Anyway, we love you.
Love you guys.
Sending lots of light and love your way.
And hearts and kisses and hugs and I all hope, of the yeah. high vibe energy.
Yeah. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And I can't wait to talk to you next week.
Yay.
Smooches.
Smoochy, smoochy.
Heart, air heart, like in my videos.
Air heart. Do it. Ready?
Yeah, ready. 1, 2, 3. With us. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you.